My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Payne and Pendergast is driven by West Point Lincoln at Katy Freeway. 1 mile west of the Beltway, exit Kirkwood, under the giant American flag.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Brandon's got in for Sean Pendergast here with Seth Payne. We're having a pretty good time today talking about fighting. I mean, it's been a good show of us just talking about fight experiences, the last time we were in a fist fight, how old you were, what age is it, you know, no longer appropriate or excusable to be in a fight? Is it even age specific? Because we got a lot of people, and I got to be honest here, I'm surprised how advanced of the ages that we're getting here on the text line, 713-572-4610 is where you do that. But we're hearing from some, dare I say, seasoned people here telling us about their fight experiences.
Yeah, I'm always, it's always, well, you know, there's always interesting things like, you know, it was Marky Mark there, Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg loves to talk about like what a badass he was when he was a kid in Boston growing up and everything. But I remember telling him some story once where he talked about how he'd been in like hundreds of fights and he never lost. I'm like, well, okay, you're obviously lying. Like, there's not either that or you're picking on 10-year-olds, because if you fight that many times, you've gotten your butt whooped a few times. So the people that keep growing on into adulthood, like that's especially on into your 40s, I feel like you either haven't learned some lessons or you're just like freakishly out there on the bell curve where you can handle yourself really well and you don't mind every now and then having your ass beat. Like you very much understand. You don't make it into your 40s being a guy that gets in fights somewhat commonly without having your ass beat a few times. And that's a certain level of toughness that I'm just amazed that people are still alive by that point. Like to actually live to that point without losing some of that zest for it, it's impressive. It's impressive.
So we've got someone here from the 713 says, almost beat up a bunch of loud teenagers at Deadpool 2. That's when I decided I needed course correction. The movie theater. That's another good one.
That's
so like
tough.
The mall and the movie theater. When you're out in public, anywhere where you're out in public and there's going to be a crew of teenagers around, that's a time to show restraint. Because obviously I'm not going to beat up a bunch of teenagers, but I am going to feel tempted to, like, chastise them. hush up all of that noise, or where are your parents, and that type of thing.
Right, right.
And it never fails that one of them could very well sash you and make you want to yank them by the collar.
Well, or but it's a group of them, too.
Yes.
You know, you're stepping into... Those kids have no ethics. Like, it's not like, well, surely they'll let this be a one-on-one scenario.
It could go either way.
And let the better man prevail.
It could go either way.
You're gonna get some damn sneakers to your head, man.
Some sketches.
You're gonna be up your tail. You're gonna be kicked unconscious with rubber soles, and that'll be it for you, okay? Yeah.
100%.
A van upside your temple.
So, yeah, those checkered vans. She got like a bunch of checkers.
I got beat by a group of skater kids. It was degrading.
Like, these kids were wearing New Balances, and I don't know what Pumas, and I don't know what happened. Yeah, man, it's fighting at this age is not it. Two players.
But, one of our listeners, 57 years old. I take really good care of my body, former athlete. I think when I'm mad, I could do something. In reality, that fast twitch has been gone for years, and things just rip when you try to explode. Odds are I would rip my shoulder, cry like a baby, sucking my thumb in the corner in a fetal position, hurting myself in a fight. That's probably about right.
Yeah.
That's why, you start tearing your Achilles tendons playing basketball when you're in, like, your late 30s. So imagine 20 years after that, trying to do something sudden and explosive. It doesn't, even if you win the fight, it probably doesn't end well for you.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the difference, obviously, in a spontaneous, urgent fight. The difference between that and working out or playing basketball or any kind of sport, you're able to ration or to pace yourself, move or operate at your own pace without overdoing it. At least hopefully you are. Whereas in a fight, it's it's a survival of the fittest kind of thing. Like, you're out there trying not to get your ass kicked, trying not to die, whatever it is. You're going all out. And at these ages, we don't do that anymore. Even when we exert ourselves.
Yeah, you get that adrenaline rush can.
Yeah, even when we exert ourselves, we ration.
Your structural strength, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a message for all you 57-year-olds out there. Just stop fighting, okay? It's not worth it. Quit fighting. Quit going out to the bars and getting in fights every weekend.
You know who isn't a fight? Nice little segue here. Who isn't a fight to compete with CJ Stroud? That's Anthony Richardson and Caleb Williams. The first two quarterbacks that the Texans face this year, I feel like, are in a fight to live up to the standard that CJ Stroud has set as both a rookie quarterback in Caleb Williams' case, and then an AFC South quarterback who is in the same draft class as Anthony Richardson. I feel like both of these guys are now in some ways having to either, however you want to look at it, look over their shoulder, rearview mirror, or just, look at somebody else's paper. The other paper is CJ Stroud's and what CJ Stroud was able to do last year with the Texans. First two opponents are guys that are trying to measure up to that standard.
Yeah.
And so I would ask this question, and I'm very interested to watch the Texans defense go up against both of these guys. I think they're going to have a hell of an opportunity in week one against Anthony Richardson because of what we talked about, his propensity to give the ball away or to make shoddy decisions or to just flat out be inaccurate with the football. And I think that Caleb Williams has got some hero ball in him, if you will.
Right.
So I think he's a more polished and more skilled talent, but I think there's opportunity for the Texans defense against both of them. But I'd ask this question, though.
Yeah.
Which of these two guys makes you more nervous? Which one of these guys scares you more, if at all, if either of them do
it? Yeah. Look, Caleb Williams by a long shot, I think. And they're both, look, Anthony Richardson can make your day miserable. I mean, he won the game for the Colts against the Texans last year in the first quarter. I mean, that was an insurmountable lead based on a couple of... He made some nice passes, too, but he also just... He ran for two touchdowns virtually untouched. It's in a weird way, it almost makes me feel better about... It makes me feel better about it that he was untouched on those plays, because that was as much about the Texans' defense just not having their crap together. I mean, it could have been Baker Mayfield running untouched for 15 or 20 yards there. It was just they were not dialed in. So, that's a concern. But you're on a team where, you know, go back to the old, like Lamar Jackson is a younger player where they were incredible when they had a lead, but they couldn't play from behind before Lamar Jackson really developed as a passer, that they had to rely too much on Lamar Jackson's legs. So if you get in a shootout, the Ravens weren't as good with a younger Lamar Jackson. Now, I'm not comparing Anthony Richardson to Lamar Jackson because it would be an insult to Lamar Jackson, but you do have that same combo of like scary as hell on when they're running. And I think the Texans can withstand that a little bit. If Anthony Richardson ends up with 90 yards rushing in the game or what have you, CJ Stroud's much more than capable of making up for however many points are scored off of that. With Caleb Williams, I think Caleb Williams might be more at risk for throwing turnovers than Anthony Richardson early in the season, because he's willing to take too many chances and he's capable of doing it with his crazy arm talent. With the Colts, I think that Steichen's going to try to manage Richardson really carefully and keep him out of situations where he might turn the ball over. But with Caleb, he's just got such freakish arm talent. And the Texans have had issues with play action. The Texans last year, that was one of their big issues on defense. And I got to see that they've gotten over those issues before I can stamp them, you know, one of the better defenses in the NFL. So I think Caleb Williams has that ability to keep up with CJ Stroud if they're able to exploit the secondary a little bit, or if the pass rush isn't getting there.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, I'm with you on this. My answer would be Caleb Williams. But I'll say this much for both of them, though. I feel like what makes them scary is what's around them as much as their talent in and of itself. And I think Caleb is more talented. Obviously, Anthony Richardson is unique physically and physically gifted. That's why he's here. But when I look around, like what's around those two players, Caleb Williams and what the Bears have done and bringing in Keenan Allen, drafting Rome Odunze. Oh, by the way, DJ Moore, somebody that they acquired last year. He was a part of their team last year. They just gave him $100 million. Like, those weapons, Cole Kmet as a tight end option, those options around Caleb Williams, I think, are going to be dangerous and going to have the Bears in a position to really compete in the NFC. And then likewise for Anthony Richardson, I like the Bears' weapons a little bit more, but given Anthony Richardson, A.D. Mitchell, and probably more than anything, I'd say, Seth, Shane Steichen, like the, what's around them to me works for them and makes them just as scary or almost as scary as their actual physical traits.
I think the one thing about that is the one thing I saw from the Colts in the preseason, which is relevant, obviously, in week one. I think it'll be better as the season goes along. But one problem they have right now is that Anthony Richardson and his receivers are not on the same page. There have been multiple instances where some of the plays that look, some of the throws that look like errant throws were actually just Anthony Richardson throwing it to where he thought the receiver or the tight end was going to be.
That had to be the pick. Remember the pick six from either last week or the week before?
Yeah, it was. It was he thought the tight end was going to squat where he was, but instead he pivoted out. And, so they were on a different page. There's another one where I think it was A.D. Mitchell where, you know, A.D. Mitchell flattened his route out where maybe he should have extended it further upfield. And this, so it wouldn't, it looked more like it was on the wrong page than a wildly inaccurate throw. But that's, I mean, like, they haven't had much time to figure all that out. So, I think that's going to be one more area that where that, yeah, the Texans might be opportunistic just based on that kind of stuff.
Seth Payne, Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast on Payne and Pendergast. And coming up next, we've got a roster for the Houston Texans. Were they weak? I'll discuss that with Seth. That's on Sports Radio 610. Stay there.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.